Hello everyone, you're listening to English version of Law Is Podcast.
Due to the latest restrictions and the departure of several platforms from Russia, our podcast will now also be released in English. According to statistics of Anchor, 8% of our listeners are from America, 9% are from Europe. So there will definitely be someone to broadcast for, just in a slightly different language. And I hope New Year's will find our voices. Let's get to know each other a little. We, as three law students from Russia, Yaroslav, Alice, and Gunya, are leading the Vita Nova Group, Legal Educational Project. As a part of it, we are recording the Law Is podcast, 20 episodes of which in Russian you can already listen to. Our main goal is to spread knowledge about the law to everyone in a clear and understandable way. And today we'll do it in another language. Well, I guess Russian speakers will practice English. I want to talk about a number of changes in Russian law that have taken place as a result of the horrific events of recent days. Let's look at how government is trying to save the situation in our country by legal means and what restrictions are introduced along the way. Let's talk about IT in the first place. A set of measures has been established to accelerate the development of the IT industry. Since a huge number of specialists in this industry left the country this month, the goal of the government is to keep them in the country and develop this industry. So, in particular, the government of the Russian Federation was instructed to next things. Establish a zero rate for income tax for accredited IT companies by December 31 of 2024. Provide individual IT companies with tax breaks and preferences. Establish the categories of Russian citizens who are subject to a deferment from a conscription for military service for the period of work in an accredited IT company. Ensure annual allocation of funds for the provision of grants to support promising developments of domestic IT solutions. And simplify the procedure for employment of foreigners involved in work in accredited IT companies, and etc. Next topic is youth employment. Finally, employers will be able to receive a subsidy for the employment of citizens under the age of 30. State support is provided for admission, for example, university graduates without work experiences, young people without higher or secondary vocational education, parents of minor children, and etc. Well, something for the youth after years of waiting. The problem with youth unemployment was always really detrimental, so we'll let you know how it will change. Next thing, government allowed parallel imports. It was allowed to import in the Russian Federation without the consent of the copyright holders of original foreign goods that were introduced into circulation abroad. The Ministry of Industry and Trade will approve a special list of such products based on the proposals from federal executive authorities. The government said that all necessary customs and control procedures would be carried out with respect to these goods. In fact, intellectual property has suffered greatly. Parallel imports are contrary to trademark regulations, and there will be no compensation for the use of a patent to illegal entities from unfriendly countries, and the claims of such companies for protection of their exclusive rights may be rejected altogether due to their origin. Such precedents already exist, and it actually connects with Peppa Pig. If you want to talk about it, let us know on VK social network. New articles in the criminal code with harsh sanctions have been introduced and have already been adopted. So-called knowingly false facts about the use of the armed forces of the Russian Federation will now be punishable by fines from 700,000 to 1.5 million rubles, or you can get up to 3 years in prison. If fakes are created by officials or an organized group, or there is a motive of hatred and enmity, this threatens with fines from 3 to 5 million rubles. And if the spread of fakes has socially dangerous consequences, the maximum punishment will be up to 15 years in prison. Those who call for, quote, obstructing the use of Russian troops to protect the interests of Russia, maintain peace and security, end of the quote, or for discrediting such use will be prosecuted if the violator has already been punished administratively for this during the previous year. So yeah, these laws have an administrative prejudice. Calls for sanctions against Russia if the violator already has an administrative case for this will be punished with a fine of up to 500,000 rubles or imprisonment up to 3 years. So many Russian lawyers already have criticized these laws because they are poorly written, and anyone can be sued under these articles. And not to mention the heated debate these laws have caused regarding the right of free speech. So here's the answer about an amount of people protesting in Russia right now. And we'll see how it will change in the future. But right now we have laws that actually need to be reformed in terms of how we actually have some kind of structure, just to avoid getting some innocent people imprisoned in the next months. But right now, yeah, we have what we have. There are also many restrictions in the currency sphere, which eventually led to an approximate stabilization of the ruble exchange rate. Firstly, if a foreign currency account or deposit of a legal entity is opened in a bank that is under sanctions, until September 1st, such a bank has the right to fulfill its obligation in rubles. The Federal Tax Service temporarily does not conduct audits of compliance with the currency legislation. It's right now forbidden to export cash, foreign currency and monetary instruments in it if the amount of cash exceeds the equivalent of 10,000 US dollars per person. Transfers from foreign banks as well as funds from electronic wallets can only be received in rubles. Individuals during a calendar month can transfer abroad amounts not exceeding 10,000 US dollars. At the same time, a number of transactions are possible only with the permission of the Government Commission for Foreign Investment. And right now, banks do not sell cash foreign currency, and you can open new accounts in a foreign currency, but money from them will be issued only in rubles. So, in conclusion, Russian law is constantly changing and will continue to undergo such changes for a long time to come. And with the crisis that has now come, Russia will fight for more than 1 year. We hope for the best. But for now, I will say what I can say within the framework of Russian law. I hope peace will come as soon as possible, and all those affected by the horrors of the last days will able to recover and become stronger. Let's become stronger together. For feedback and communication, we have email lawiscooperation@gmail.com and a group in a social media named VK. You can always find us here. Thank you very much for listening. Peace and love to you. До свидания.